This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, in case you're wondering. Yes, the Traeger grills are fired up. Dylan is handling the graphics there, but he's also part of our gambling podcast, new episode. It's up now at danpatrick.com, Bad Larry, Shea, and Irving. And we did pay tribute to 420 yesterday. Although Bad Larry had no idea what 420 meant, and then we had to tell him it's a nationwide celebration of smoking pot. So here's a little clip from the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast with Bad Larry, Dylan, the graphics guy, and Shea and Irving.
I'm not a big pot guy, Dan, but I will. I remember back in college, my two roommates tried to get me high, and I didn't think I was high. So to prove to them, I took one of my notebooks and went into the shower, turned the shower on and sat in the tub and was writing myself a note to prove to them that I wasn't high. And I had the shower going. The book is all wet. I guess I'm high.
That's amazing.
That's a good story.
That would be the definition of getting high. So that's Bad Larry. We do get around to gambling, and you can listen to it at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by, of course, Shea and Irving. He goes, Danny, got a lot of stories. I go, yeah, just give me one. And then he gives you one, and then you're like, how is this guy still alive? Dylan, the graphics guy here, had a couple of stories as well. But that's available at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And Tyler is whipping up a batch today. Smoked chicken with chimichurri and smoked potato salad. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Talk some basketball with Tim Legler from the Mothership. We'll talk about what happened last night with the 76ers. Joel Embiid doesn't get tossed. James Harden does get tossed. The Nets get tossed, too. They're down 3-0 to the 76ers. The Warriors, favored by 5.5, blow out the Kings. Suns beat the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard in the lineup. Andrew in Washington joins us on that topic. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Happy Meat Friday. Never forget the Meat Friday that McLovin picked, so anything's better than that. Anyways, you know, Kawhi Leonard has actually missed more games, 167, than played 161 with the Clippers since he's been with the franchise for his time there. I don't know if it's just championship or bust for this, so they don't mind if he misses games in the playoffs, but I don't think that equation's working right now. I do have a little stat of the day. I don't need any music. I just want to say that if Dylan Brooks only respects players that give him 40, according to his own words, and he can't respect himself. His highest scoring game ever was only 37 points, and that was still in a loss back in December 19th of 2021. So, right. Dylan Brooks, my favorite player to hate.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Okay, I was curious because everybody's thinking that LeBron's going to go for 40 on Dylan Brooks because Dylan Brooks says, I don't respect anybody unless you get 40 on me, and he's too old. So I reached out to DraftKings, and I said, over under LeBron James points for game 3 against Memphis – that Seton says his legacy is on the line. LeBron has to put up 40 because that's what Jordan would do, and that's what Kobe would do. Okay, let's go around the room. Over under. Seton, what do you think the over under is on points, the prop bet points for LeBron?
36 and a half.
All right. Marvin?
31 and a half.
All right. Paulie?
26. I'm going to Oppo.
Okay. Todd?
34 and a half.
28 and a half.
Ooh.
28 and a half. He's not going for 40 because he doesn't need to go for 40.
That's 28 at the half.
Oh, at the half. Okay.
You said, right?
Okay. Here is the prop bet for LeBron to score at least 40. Plus 700. How does that work, Paulie? 100?
You pop a 100 on it, you get 700 back.
All right.
Seton?
Ooh. Anybody want to put a hundy on? Oh, you do?
I really do. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to put $100 on that.
Well, tell Dylan.
Yeah.
Dylan will put in the bet. You're going to put up a hundy to win 700. LeBron's going for at least 40.
I'll buy breakfast burritos next week if we win.
All next week?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
So, by the way, I put that up. How important is LeBron scoring 40 against Dylan Brooks? Not at all, or legacy defining? It's funny how sometimes people don't get the joke on Twitter. Because they're like, if you scoring 40 on a mediocre player defines your legacy, you don't have much of a legacy to define.
I'm
just joking.
How does this audience not understand our sense of humor?
Because it's Twitter, and it's a miserable hellhole.
Oh, yeah.
That's the original name.
Anyway, miserable hellhole.
So, Elon Musk came back and said, no, I'm not going to do miserable hellhole.
Right. 77%
did anybody,
not important at
anybody
all.
Lose a blue check yesterday?
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Sad?
Not really.
Now we don't know who's who or what's what and what people are reporting. Is that guy really the guy? Is that really her?
Millions of fake Fritzies.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. Because if you want to impersonate somebody, Fritzy
that's the guy.
Yes, Paul.
When people are tweeting out old Walter Payton photos, you're not going to know if it's from me or from some bogus account.
Make sure you check out MLB Sunday Leadoff Sunday mornings and bringing you all the action. Best teams in the country live. Stream exclusive games Sunday mornings all season long only on Peacock. So the Suns beat the Clippers. We have a new nickname for Kawhi Leonard. He is Rare Jordan. When he plays, he's Jordan-like, but it's rare. Yeah, Paul.
Let's say his career is more of this. Okay. Kawhi Leonard playing well when he plays. He doesn't really do much more than that. How tough is it going to be to quantify his career and put him in basketball history when it's over?
I think he's just going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, how many guys do we quantify?
But if I said, Kawhi Leonard, he's an all-time great. Is that...
No.
Do you lean away from that?
I don't think he's an all-time great. I mean, in the playoffs, he has been a great player. All-time great? You know, what he did in Toronto, that was great. But, you know, being with San Antonio and you're with an experienced team, you got some other players there, you got a Hall of Fame coach, you know, maybe not, you know, taking the lead on those things. But he's a very good player. To me, it's frustrating as a basketball fan that you want to see this. I want to see him against Durant. That's what, you know, greatness and legacy is measured by those matchups that you have. And that's what I miss. But, you know, been an MVP twice in the finals. If you'd run down the list, there are probably not a lot of players on that list who have been a finals MVP twice. Paulie?
I think there's nine or ten. Kareem, Bird, Olajuwon, Kobe, Durant, Kawhi. Then you get up there to 3 and 4 and 6. Magic Johnson, Shaq, Tim Duncan, LeBron James 4, Michael Jordan 6.
Okay. Yeah. But is he a top 20 player of all time? But I don't know how many players that we look at who would be, you would associate with Kawhi and go, you know, he's sort of in that category. Is he? He's not Durant.
Whose career would you rather have, his or Dirk Nowitzki's? Dirk has one NBA Finals MVP.
Regular season MVP.
Yep.
I'd rather be known as somebody who played. You know, he stayed with one team. I'd rather have Dirk's career, even though Kawhi's got more titles. You know, he's decorated differently, But I don't know if we include him in the mix with Steph and KD. And I mean, Giannis is going to be thought of as greater than him. But, you know, I go back to, I know we joke about this, but it is frustrating because you want the great players to play. And I'm assuming that he can't play, you know? But it just felt like that's his legacy. He's been unbelievable so far. Like, God, you watch Kawhi against the Suns. Yeah. Kawhi's not going to play in game three. What? And then Devin Booker went off for 45. Celtics and the Hawks tonight. Cavs and the Knicks. Nuggets and the Timberwolves. Max Scherzer, swearing on his kids, drops his appeal.
That's a nice line by you.
Yeah, thank you. But, okay. If you're going to swear on your kids and you're going to argue, you can't drop your appeal. Why would you drop your appeal? If you didn't think you did anything wrong, state your case. You've already said, I swear on my kids. Okay.
For like a day or two.
Yeah. I had more of a problem with swearing on your kids than I did that he might have doctored the ball. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, Max Scherzer got a 10-game suspension following the ejection. Scherzer initially appealed the penalty and was going to be allowed to play until the appeal was decided, which could have taken a number of days.
Yeah.
He quickly reversed course and dropped his appeal.
Okay. Did any other pitcher in that game where the temperature was 68 degrees, did any other pitcher get investigated or questioned about having too much rosin on the baseball or the glove? Because everybody had the same conditions. It was 68 degrees, and it's the same rosin bag. Everybody's sweating, I guess. And the umpires were saying there was something different about his glove. And they gave him a couple opportunities to clean up the aisle, and he didn't. But wouldn't you think if I'm using rosin, or was he using too much rosin? Or was he using something else mixed in with the rosin and the sweat? And therefore, that's what the umpires know what they're looking for. They can look at the discoloration that's in the glove, you know, what it feels like. And then you're going to escort him to the bathroom. He washes everything off. And then you're thinking, all right. And then all of a sudden it appears again. And then they're saying, our fingers were sticking together. If you've ever used rosin and put that in with suntan lotion or with sweat, then you'll get a little bit of a tackiness. I mean, that's what you're using it for. But it's supposed to be to dry your hands off. When it is sweaty, then you use the rosin. Now your hands are drier. Pitchers don't want that. They do want some tackiness there. Yes, Paul.
The umpires in the pool report said not only did it wasn't the amount of rosin, they did say it felt like a different substance.
Yeah.
And they said, we will not speculate on what it was, but it didn't feel like anything we had dealt with before this season. And like you said, every team gets the same rosin bag distributed by MLB. Max Scherzer said he is not appealing his suspension because the appeal would have been through an MLB arbitrator and not a neutral arbitrator.
Do you have Max Scherzer there, Marv?
I got suspended today, 10 games. I went through the appeal process. Looked at what that appeal process is going to look like. I thought I was going to get in front of a neutral arbitrator, but I wasn't. I was going to be through MLB. So given that process, I really wasn't going to come out on top, given that. The best thing for the Mets, I'm going to follow what the Mets wanted me to do, and that was to accept the suspension and come to a settlement with that. I came in a settlement with MLB on what the fine should be and move forward in that. So that's the best thing for the Mets at this point in time.
Starts tonight.
You gotta fight it. And he's been in the league for how many years, and you're just realizing that it's not a neutral arbitrator? How is this surprising to him? Isn't he part of the MLB Players Association? Wasn't he one of their reps?
Yeah.
Now you're going, wait, it's not a neutral guy? Come on. You're going to swear on your kids? I thought Buck Showalter, the Mets manager, his reaction was really telling. Because it seemed very muted. It was like, wait, is Buck going to erupt? Is he going to get mad? And he didn't. So Max Scherzer is not going to fight this, and he's going to be suspended 10 games. I think you have to do it with your reaction. The immediate reaction you had, then you got to go, I know I might be guilty here. And who cares if it's Major League Baseball? If you can prove it and say, look, this is what I used, this is the substance, and this is the reaction that I got. Okay? This is what I do. Unless you realize, maybe I had something on my glove hand. Yes, Eden.
You know, you could make the argument, too, that the best way to fight a system that you're unhappy with is to go through it and be like, I got jobbed, like this system. There's no way to fight this. That's if you're going to go through the appeals process and it feels he's basically saying it's rigged against the players, then maybe you should go through it and draw more attention to it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's sound advice right there.
But I swear on my kids I didn't do it. It's just not worth going through the process.
Ish.
All right, poll question for hour two is going to be before we take a break here.
So far, hour one is just people don't get it. People don't get it at all. Anyway, we could go hour two. If you could only suspend one player, Draymond Green, Joel Embiid, that could be fun.
Oh, I can't suspend James Harden either. I can't have him or not throw him out of the game.
The best part of James Harden was he was like, I didn't even think the foul was on me. That's so funny. I thought the foul was on him.
Who deserved to be tossed more, Draymond or Joel Embiid? Can you do that?
Sure.
All right.
We can do whatever we want. It's your show.
All right. We'll talk to Tim Legler about that. Get his thoughts on should LeBron go for 40 just to stick it to Dylan Brooks? I think the less you acknowledge him, the more it bothers Dylan Brooks. I would put up, you know, I'm going to put up 17 and 18 assists, 12 rebounds. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to showcase what I'm all about my entire career. Yes, Eden.
You're going to let this dude be like, I wish I could have played him when he was still good because that would have been more of a challenge. You're going to let him say those things about you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know you're not.
Yes, I am.
You?
Oh, no, yeah. I wouldn't. No.
You're going to drop 40 on someone in the field house today.
I would want to put up 40 whether we won or not, but I would just be like, hey. Yeah, and then you walk off the floor. You lost by 20. I don't care. Put up 42 on you.
Right, this dude's like, he can't beat me one-on-one. That's all I'm saying. It's like, he just can't beat me because he's too old now. But maybe when he was younger, that would have been more fun because it would have been more of a challenge.
But Dylan Brooks is baiting him. He wants him to take the bait. You can't do that. You can't. Let me take a break. Okay. What, Todd?
You got to continue ignoring this guy. He's trying to be the leader and obnoxious pest all time in the NBA against the guy that's being argued as the greatest player in the history of basketball. You know, get over yourself a little bit. Back to you in the studio.
I've been ignoring you for 20
you
years.
You really have. You've been doing a great job of it.
Let me take a break. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. If you own a small business, listen up. GetRefunds.com. They are going to help you, or at least you got a fighting chance here to get some money back. You might be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. And this is the employees that you kept on payroll during COVID-19. If you have less than 8 minutes, they got it down to a science. Go to GetRefunds.com. See if your business qualifies for what is known as the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help you as well. And you have nothing to lose because there's no upfront charge. They do all the work. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Once again, it's a refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Get started. Take you less than 8 minutes. GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What's the music theme today? What are we doing, Marvin?
Just whatever Marv wants to do.
So good.
Or Fritzy loves it.
Not where I want to be.
Yeah, but that is not a good litmus test. That's not a good sign if you go, man, Fritzy loved the music today.
Maneater. Play Maneater.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. The new poll question is, who was more deserving of an ejection, Draymond Green or Joel Embiid? Seton?
Yep, you got it.
All right.
Nailed it.
Let's go around the room, then we'll bring in Tim Legler from the Mothership. Who deserved to be ejected from the game? Now, Embiid wasn't. He just got a technical. Harden was ejected. Fritzy?
I would have sent Embiid to the showers.
Okay. Seton?
Draymond.
All right. Marv?
Draymond.
Paulie?
Embiid.
I'm going to go Draymond. Let's bring in Tim Legler, ESPN NBA analyst, one of the great shooters in the history of the NBA. All right, Legs, who was more deserving of being thrown from their game? Draymond was. Embiid just got a technical.
You're saying I only get one choice?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing here? Okay. If I have one choice, I'm going to go Draymond. But I think they both should have been ejected. Now, look, I want to be clear about something. If it was solely up to me, neither one of those guys is probably getting ejected. Okay. And I got some reasons for that. One is the fans pay enough of a price during the regular season that the number of games that these guys don't play with load management, the number of, you know, how much longer they take to come back from injuries than they used to. Now you're also going to punish fans that want to watch playoff games by kicking guys out for stuff that really didn't hurt anybody. I think Sabonis sold that pretty well. I think Claxton sold it pretty well the way he collapsed to the ground. So if it's up to me solely, neither guy is getting ejected. But if you're going to throw out Draymond Green for retaliating when he was provoked, you've got to eject Joel Embiid for the same exact reason. He was provoked. He intentionally tried to kick him in the groin. It just so happens he missed the target. To me, intent should go behind it. If that's the basis for the ejection, Dan, they both should have been ejected.
Explain to me how James Harden is thrown out.
I can't, because that's one of the strangest ejections I've ever seen. In the 10 years I played, 20 plus at ESPN, I don't know that I've seen a worse ejection. James Harden, right? I mean, and any referee should know this looking at the review. If you're a basketball player, you've got the ball and you've got a guy crowding you to the extent that he was being crowded. All airspace is taken away. There's already contact before James Harden has even initiated his move. Right, the ball's going to be in his right hand. Well, your left hand, just the momentum of your left hand is going to go forward and it's going to go out to fend off the defender. You then have to make the determination in looking at, if you're Tony Brothers and you're looking at that film, you have to say, did he intentionally punch him in the groin? And that's the determination they made. And I just don't know how you conclude that when, to me, it was so innocuous. The motion with his left hand was so short and abbreviated, and he was just trying to get some momentum and fend him off to take that first dribble. It's an obvious basketball play. So I was shocked by it. But look, if you go look at the tape, at most you say, okay, offensive foul. And then if you really want to get extreme, let's give him a flagrant one because of the area of the body that he struck. There's no way you can toss a player from a game, particularly a superstar, from a game over something that to me was completely unintentional.
I would have given, at worst, Harden a foul, offensive foul. I would have called Royce O'Neal for flopping.
Man, listen, this is a whole other subject. Dan, do you remember a number of years ago they addressed this because it had gotten out of control?
This was the J.J. Barea
right
rule.
And they had it at a point where it was in the rule book that if you flopped a certain number of times, you build up a, sort of like a point system like we have with flagrants, you could be suspended for a game. Obviously, that just went away because I've never seen an era in this league in which every trip, virtually every trip, someone is on the ground trying to trick an official. So I do want to give the officials a little bit of leeway here in saying I can't imagine how hard their job is because you can't see it all, right? Some of it you catch out of your peripheral. And when you see a guy snap his head back and shoulders go back and fly on the ground, and these are big, strong professional athletes, you know, your inclination as an official is like, I better call something. Something must have happened. It's so frequent now that it's become a total sideshow to the actual action. It's an art form. These guys should all have strict Screen Actors Guild cards. They're perfecting trying to trick officials into getting a call. What happened to the old days where I'm just going to guard you? I'm going to stay on my feet. I'm going to guard you the best I can. I'm going to contest the shot at the end. And if you score on me, I'm going to do the same thing the next time. Like, that mentality is gone. It's let me see if I can get something here. Let me see if I can somehow, you know, force an offensive foul, force the official to go looking at a review. It's amazing to me the way that these guys flail about the court with very little contact to precipitate it.
Tim Legler wants you to get off his lawn, ESPN NBA analyst. Kawhi didn't play. I've been fascinated this past week, maybe 10 days, with Kawhi Leonard and how history is going to remember him. And we're calling him Rare Jordan because when he plays, he's Jordan-like. But it's rare when he plays, and it's a treat when he does, but then he doesn't play last night. When it's all said and done, are we lumping him in? Is he with Kevin Durant? Is he with Steph Curry? Is he, you know, the new wave that's, you know, going into the top 15 or 20 players of all time?
Yeah, there's two ways of looking at the answer to that question. I'm going to say no. The short answer is no, he won't be, and it's because of what you just mentioned. I thought the same thing. When I saw him in the first game, go against Kevin Durant. And miraculously, I think it's the first time they played against each other since he got to the Clippers 4 years ago. When I saw him go up against Kevin Durant, I was so much anticipating that matchup. And look at him play so spectacularly in that game. I thought the same thing. Man, what have we been robbed of by not watching that more often,
yeah,
you know, over the last, you know, 5 years. But as a result of that, I don't think he will be lumped in there because I think when you look at players, Dan, historically, there's two ways to look at it when you want to rank them. Rank them according to their talent, and then you have to also rank them according to their career. And for me, that means being out there, being available, playing a lot of games, you know, missing the number of postseasons that he has missed. So the talent is undeniable. I think Kawhi Leonard belongs in that category with those guys. But when you start talking about waxing poetic about their careers, he's not going to be put into that same category as the guys you just mentioned.
The over-under for LeBron points against the Grizzlies, game three, is 28.5. Now, we've been debating if he should respond to Dylan Brooks. Brooks saying he's too old, I don't respect you unless you put 40 on me. What do you think LeBron should do in game three against the Grizzlies and Dylan Brooks?
You know, the great thing about LeBron James is he can go for 35 or 40 and have nothing to do with Dylan Brooks. It just happens organically by what the game requires and his greatness. So I think he's going to dominate the game. That doesn't necessarily mean you go for a huge scoring number. He's going to do what it takes to control the game, facilitate, make guys better, take advantage of scoring opportunities.
But what would Kobe do? Let's say
Kobe, different mentality. See, so Kobe didn't have the responsibility on his plate to make sure everybody else was cool on his team. Kobe didn't have to think that way. Now, he still did it because, you know, he was a great player. He'd make plays, but he was a raw attacker. That's what Kobe was going to do. That's what Michael Jordan was as a player. LeBron has a different set of responsibilities nightly. And he's also got Anthony Davis he's looking at, you know, every other night, looking at that barometer, like, where's his energy level tonight? Maybe I have to do a little extra as a scorer. If Anthony Davis is rolling early, I don't have to do as much as a scorer. So he reads the situation, and he takes advantage of scoring opportunities when they're there. It just happens. He's so great. That could mean a 35, 40-point game that has nothing to do with Dylan Brooks, you know, getting his thermometer up.
Yeah, I said, no, you're LeBron. You have nothing to prove, and don't even acknowledge Dylan Brooks. That's what he wants. You're going to drive him crazy by not acknowledging him. And Dylan Brooks he's a Draymond wannabe. You know, he's part of the headlines. He's getting attention. He wants all those things. Last thing you want to do is acknowledging him.
Yeah, I think even a better comparison for me, I said a couple of days ago, he's more like the modern-day version of Lance Stevenson.
Yeah.
Right? Blowing in LeBron's ear and, like, all the stuff that he was doing. The difference is that Dylan Brooks is a more physical and more capable and better defender. So, like, LeBron has to come ready to play against a guy like Dylan Brooks defensively. Lance Stevenson, it was more literally like just a sideshow clown act trying to get him to react at all. So I could say I won, like kind of like what Dylan Brooks did the other night, clapping when LeBron finally acknowledged him by staring at him. You know, Dylan Brooks clapping in his face. It's literally like, you know, a child trying to desperately get that attention that they seek. And that's what Dylan Brooks is pretty good at. And so I agree, he shouldn't acknowledge him. Don't stare him down. Don't talk to him early in the game. Just go be yourself and make sure that when the game's over, we're saying that LeBron James is the best player on the floor.
Golden State blowing out Sacramento. I don't think anybody was really surprised there. But I'm wondering about this. When you play with a teammate that you're constantly answering for, like at what point does Golden State and Steph and Clay, Steve Kerr, like, oh, we got to answer for Draymond again. Draymond's not the player he once was. But they're still answering for him. Is there conversation inside that locker room? Does anybody say to Draymond, hey, come on, you know, you can't be this, you can't do this? Does Steve Kerr take a role in any of this stuff?
I don't think those conversations really are had. Maybe with Bob Meyer, maybe the front office. But I really think that they believe he's such a volatile person that they kind of don't want to acknowledge it directly to him. And they say all the right things publicly about having his back and supporting him, and we wouldn't have won these championships without him, so we're going to be there and have his back. I'm sorry. You can't tell me at some level when Steph Curry goes home and he's sitting down for dinner with his family, or Klay Thompson or Steve Kerr goes home, that they're not like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe, like, I'm dealing with this again. Like, the stuff that he finds himself in the midst of, and whether you want to say that's his fault or not, is what Sabonis did to him. You know, he didn't have that emotional break that you need in certain moments, man. Put the brakes on. And what he should have done, and we just talked about this, the flailing, the flopping, the guys acting. How about if you're Draymond, when he's got a hold of your leg, just go down.
Yeah.
And even if you let you want to cause some damage to Sabonis while also getting a foul on Sabonis, fall on him. That's the best way to get back at it, because then they're going to say, well, wait a second. Maybe this is a flagrant foul against Sabonis for grabbing his leg and twisting him to the ground. Draymond didn't have the wherewithal to think about that in the moment. Instead, it's, I'm going to get back at this guy, yank my foot free, and it's absolutely avoidable what he did with it next. He could have stepped to the side. He did not have to stomp on his chest. So to answer your question, I think to his face, no. And they say all the right things publicly. When they're privately with their own thoughts or their own conversations, it has to be unbelievably frustrating.
Well, he punched his own teammate in practice, Legs. So he can't even control himself in an environment where it's team friendly. I mean, he's not going to be able to go, oh, you know what? Let me act this way. He's bought into a WWE role. And it can be entertaining, but, man, it can be exhausting.
And he is, you know, it's a shame, because it really does detract from what he is as a player, which is a guy that really helps you win. I mean, he is, to me, as great as he is defensively, I think he's more important to them offensively, because he is the guy that makes every read. He makes all the anticipatory passes. He reads all of that action with the screening on the wings and the back cuts, the dribble handoffs. It's all reads on his part. You have to have an incredibly high IQ to do that. Their offense flows when he's on the floor. Defensively, yeah, he's obviously very important. I think offense is even more important. And instead, we find ourselves so often talking about these things and negatively affecting his team when he's had so much of an impact on winning his entire career.
It's this time of the year that we bring up that you only played in 3 playoff games, and that was against peak Michael Jordan, 1997.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and unfortunately, like I have a reminder all the time that my whole career was the 90s, and he won 6 rings. He didn't really, and if he didn't want to go hit curveballs for a couple of years, he probably has 8 rings, I'm guessing, which basically takes up the entire decade of my career.
But do you think if Jordan was still with the Bulls, didn't go play baseball for whatever reason, do they win 8 in a row?
I think they do. And, you know, here's the thing you can't answer is, you know, when he left, he was clearly fried mentally. So the, you know, question is, well, okay, he doesn't play baseball, but he just continues to play in that state of mind, you know, maybe not. But that team was certainly good enough. And I have a feeling – once, you know, the warm weather started to hit around April 15th, no matter what his regular season was like or what he felt like mentally, the competitiveness comes out again. And I think that team probably does win 8 straight. Instead, you know, Hakeem should have eternal thanks that he decided to go do that for a couple of years so they could get a couple in Houston.
Great to talk to you again, Legs. Thanks for making time for us.
Got it, Dan.
Anytime. Jim Legler, ESPN NBA analyst, and won the 3-point shooting contest, played in 3 playoffs. He's the Mike Trout of ESPN analyst.
Wow.
Three playoff games.
Why is this?
I don't think somebody's going to Mike Trout. You're the Tim Legler of Major League playoffs, 3 games. All right, let me take a break. I don't know why. It's Friday. It felt mean-spirited right there. I apologize. We'll clean that up in the rear. When we come back, good idea, bad idea, and your phone calls as well. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Yes, Marvin.
So the Danettes were talking about one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
And we were coming up with an idea about, should we do a reality show on, like, what's it like being a one-hit wonder? Like, what's a day in the life of a one-hit wonder? Like, how well do you live?
Why didn't you tell me this privately instead of sharing it publicly?
But now it's out there. People can't steal it, or they can steal
it. Is this our intellectual property? IP is what we like to call that in the business. Yes, Paul.
So we're discussing like people from the 80s, 90s, 2000s who had a one-hit wonder song.
But do they consider themselves a one-hit wonder?
I think they embrace it because they probably make money off commercials and they small tours. I heard the song the other day, Mambo No. 5 by Lou Bega, right?
Yeah.
And not by choice. It was just on.
Okay.
That's okay.
And I saw a commercial with him, and that song was being used about 6 months ago. So he's still making money probably 15, 20 years after that song. But did he make a lot of money up front, and did he adjust his lifestyle for when it cooled off?
Yeah, Seton.
I think when you look at that check that comes in, you're aware of the one hit one that's hit paying you. Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
And side B just says extended version once you realize there is no second.
Instrumental.
Song.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You know, we can workshop that. I can talk to people. Maybe we could come up with a documentary series.
You can make a hell of a living off one song.
But who would be the first guest? Who would be the first artist? Yeah, Paul.
I'll throw out Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back. Mm-hmm. I don't know his other songs. That's on me. But it seems like he's done well off that.
All right. Marvin, you got a suggestion? first artist, first band?
Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, It Takes Two.
Okay. Seton, you got one?
How about Tainted Love, Soft Cell?
Oh, Soft Cell. Okay. Nice call.
What about you, Todd? One Hit Wonder?
Maybe a little Dexy's Midnight Runners.
God, I hate that song. Come on, you know who I'd want to do?
Come on, Eileen.
I want to do Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping, because they were like, they're like this group of like punk rock like anarchists and made one of the catchiest songs of all time.
Okay.
I would love to do a Chumbawamba One Hit Wonder.
Well, I think Aha would be the one that, because that was the, that was a one hit wonder and one of the great videos ever made. Yeah, or how about Jesus Jones?
Right here, right now.
Yes.
Heard that the other day.
Yeah. Still a good song. Yeah, Paul.
So the Aha, Take on Me,
yeah.
That song was released 2 years earlier overseas, and then they made a video for MTV and re-released the song. The lead singer of Aha is worth $60 million, according to
Aha. There you go. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know how, but.
All right. We can. I'll get some of my people on that, Marv.
We'll call Thomas Dolby.
Science!
Yes.
She blinded me!
Science!
He blinded me with science!
How do you how many times do you think he hears, is he still alive? How many times do you think he would hear that in the course of a day? Just somebody walking up to him going, science!
I would do it for a second.
He's 64, he's still kicking, so right. He's hearing about it today.
The Nets have dropped nine straight playoff games. Their last playoff win was 2021. Against the Milwaukee Bucks. That's a stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The Raptors have fired Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse is likely headed to the Rockets, and the Raptors reportedly are eyeing Ime Udoka. Maybe that's where he lands, because he was going to go to the Nets. Remember that? That was after the Celtics, then the Nets. And then all of a sudden the reaction that you had from, and who knew the Nets had fans, and all of a sudden they're like, we can't hire him. What exactly? We still don't know what happened in Boston. Yes, Todd.
We should clarify, he may go to the Raptors. That's not a report.
Okay.
It's not necessarily going.
No, if we needed that, but.
He may, because his name is Ime.
Thank you.
Okay. He may go.
He may not.
He may not.
Nursing his wounds.
See that? Because his name is Nick Nurse.
Whenever there's a story, like when Max Scherzer happened and Paulie sends it around, it's like Max Scherzer got ejected from the game. Everybody comments, and then Todd gives us mock headlines.
And you guys play along, which I love. I know Paulie does, which I appreciate that. We have a little fun with that. What would be a cool mock headline of this latest news story that just broke? And it titillates us for a while. So we move on to the next.
But thing. You know what I would do? I would suggest a guest off of the story.
Yeah, anybody can do that.
And then you do the mock headlines.
But you do the fun stuff first, then you worry about the work for the actual show the next day.
Yes, Seton.
There are a few things more frustrating than watching the guest text messages try to play out. There's 57 text messages, very few answers. And then we come in the morning and it's like, Todd, where's the guests? Like, God, I've been working on this for 16 hours. Somebody just give me an answer.
I appreciate that take by saying
good grief. I just get, if you want to know why I would leave this job, that would be it.
Just try to do my job.
It would be.
When I can no longer house and feed my family, it's because of Todd's text messages.
I don't want to be on the email thread.
No
or
response.
The text thread.
Vague response.
No.
What does that mean? So we do want him. We don't want him. Okay, I don't know what that means. Nobody knows what you mean.
Hey, don't give me the insecure
picture
Todd.
Of some kind of emoji
Todd,
that we're not sure what that
Todd,
means.
Todd.
Yeah, I said, of course I want him. But it was a picture of a guy scratching his head emojis. That doesn't mean you definitely want to have that guy on, I don't think. And no one else waited and said, yeah, I guess that's what he means.
See, Marvin didn't know all this happened when he was in the back room. And then all of a sudden he got added to the thread and it's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, this sound the sausage.
Do we like this guy? If I get the letter K or a thumbs up, I'm good. I'm like, all right, I'm going to work. But once I get some of these emoji things or just weird, I don't know what it is. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure.
Or when, Todd sends out 62 guest possibilities and then I go... Yeah, I'll just go thumbs up. Like, yeah.
No, you'll send, does he have anything new? Why would he have that person? I'm like, I don't know. know. It just sounded like someone that would be good to put in the rundown.
I don't want to be part. I said to Paulie, you and Todd fix this.
But that doesn't work either.
No, it doesn't.
And that'll never work.
And it's.
And then I try to get everybody involved with a reply all, and instead you each send me individual notes so no one knows what the other one's thinking. This one wants that person. This one doesn't. This one's on the fence. This one, nah. This one, yes. Let's do it.
Yeah. Can't
I love
wait.
That.
Hey,
that makes
what?
My job a lot of fun.
Can't wait. We got another hour to
definitely
put up
not.
With this.
I love it.
Kevin Hart's going to join us. Great job, Todd.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.